CBS News Brief. The government shutdown is now the second longest funding lapse in modern history. It's day 22. CBS's Torian Small on Capitol Hill.
Republicans are accusing Democrats of gaining favor with what they're calling the radical left side of their party. Democrats are accusing Republicans of looking to point the blame while washing their hands of any responsibility.
Vice President J.D. Vance met today with Israel's prime minister, part of a diplomatic blitz by the Trump administration. Holly Williams reports from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli media is reporting that Secretary of State Marco Rubio will also come here later this week. Make no mistake, U.S. officials are working very hard to try to keep the president's peace plan from being derailed.
Israeli lawmakers advanced two bills on annexing the occupied West Bank, something President Trump has made clear he will not back. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With the local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An SUV collided with a train in Wauwatosa last night after the driver mistakenly drove onto the railroad tracks. It was caught on video by a local rail camera near Harwood Avenue just before midnight. Police were called quickly and found the train stopped near Hoyt Park. Officials haven't confirmed if anyone was injured in the crash. Authorities are looking into how the vehicle ended up on the tracks. The Port Washington Common Council is set to decide soon on a tax plan to pay for infrastructure improvements tied to the $8 billion data center. A TID district would let the city use new tax money from the data center to fund upgrades without touching anyone's current taxes. At a meeting last night, neighbors raised concerns about new power lines cutting through forests and farmland, with the mayor asking the state to pick a less harmful route. The council plans further meetings this month before making a final choice. High-ranking government officials and officials with higher education came together for a meeting this week. Milwaukee leaders are urging high school seniors to get a head start on filling out their FAFSA forms. County Executive David Crawley is teaming up with Milwaukee Public Schools, UW-Milwaukee, and Milwaukee Area Technical College to spread the word and benefits about the FAFSA program. He says completing the free application can open doors to grants, scholarships, and financial aid for college. Seniors on Milwaukee's north side are demanding answers after months of silence about the closure of a community center. The McGovern Senior Center shut down in August due to flooding and mold, and county officials have yet to give a date for a reopening. The alder for the area, Andrea Pratt, says she's been hearing from people who are frustrated. She's urging the county to share their plan and to reopen the center as soon as it's safe. Pratt also encouraged seniors to attend an upcoming county budget meeting to make their voices heard. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right. I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for Matt and Aaron Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs of the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy, lows near 40. Currently 46 degrees.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Governor Evers has sounded the alarm. 700,000 Wisconsinites might lose emergency food assistance. We discuss with Amanda Martinez and William Park Sutherland of Kids Forward. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So the Jim Jordan over at the House Judiciary Committee, you know, the guy who helped cover up a sex scandal at the University of Ohio, I believe it was, or is alleged to have helped cover it up, Gymnasium Jim, in a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi, Trump's former personal lawyer and the former chief law enforcement for the state of officer for the state of Florida. She was a Florida's attorney general for 8 years while Jeffrey Epstein was raping children and never even looked at it. Just turned her head away consistently for 8 long years. But anyhow, Jim Jordan sends this letter to Pam Bondi saying that the former CIA director, John Brennan, has made, quote, numerous willfully and intentionally false statements to Congress. Specifically, John Brennan spoke to Congress about the association between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia. Now, if you think that there was no connection there, number one, I refer you to the Mueller report, 10 specific examples of Donald Trump himself engaging in criminal obstruction of justice. Some 20 plus people were indicted as a result of that. There were a bunch of convictions. They all had to do with the Trump campaign being associated with Russia. So John Brennan was not lying to Congress. But Jim Jordan writes, this is, you know, again, the guy who refuses to even address these charges that he was covering up things. Jim Jordan writes, making false statements before Congress is a crime that undermines the integrity of the committee's constitutional duty to conduct oversight. So they want to throw the former CIA director, John Brennan, they want to throw him in jail because he lied to Congress, they say. When are they going to go after Betsy DeVos? She claims she was not involved at her family foundation in sworn testimony before Congress when filings show that she was the vice president of the family foundation for 17 years. She lied to Congress, Betsy DeVos. Or Steve Mnuchin, who was Trump's Treasury Secretary. He said One West Bank did not engage in robo-signing foreclosures when court documents clearly show that they did. He lied to Congress. Or Tom Price, Trump's former Health and Human Services Secretary. He lied about stock trades in the health companies that he was overseeing when he was the head of HHS. Or Jeff Sessions, Trump's former Attorney General. He said during his 2017 confirmation that he had no communications with Russians. And later he acknowledged that, yeah, he was talking to Ambassador Sergey Kislyak and repeatedly refined his testimony. Right. In other words, he realized he had lied and he tried to clean it up. But, you know, Jeff Sessions lied to Congress. Bill Barr, accused by fact checkers and reporters of misleading Congress about the Mueller report. Wilbur Ross, the former Commerce Secretary, the inspector general for the Commerce Department, said that Ross
misrepresented the rationale for adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The Department of Justice declined to prosecute. That was Biden's Department of Justice, by the way. But he lied to Congress. Kirstjen Nielsen, you know, Trump's former Homeland Security, the held the job that Kristi Noem has now. She testified that there was no policy of family separation, when in fact, you know, we learned later that there was a deliberate policy of family separation. Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator, he told Congress he didn't know about big raises for close aides. Reports and internal emails show that he did know about it. In fact, he pushed them. His former deputy chief of staff publicly said that Scott Pruitt lied to Congress. They're not prosecuting him. How about Brett Kavanaugh? He was a D.C. circuit judge at the time, and during his confirmations, one of the critics said Kavanaugh misled senators about his Bush-era role and other major matters. Major outlets catalog instances they called misleading or false in the Washington Post. Or Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, the guy who tried to outlaw mifepristone, the abortion pill, nationwide. Press investigations reported he failed to disclose and removed his name from a law review article while seeking confirmation before Congress. In other words, he lied to the United States Senate. So is Matthew Kaczmarek or Brett Kavanaugh or Scott Pruitt or Kirstjen Nielsen or Wilbur Ross or Bill Barr or Jeff Sessions or Tom Price or Steve Mnuchin or Betsy DeVos, are any of them going to be prosecuted by the Trump Justice Department for lying to Congress? Because, you know, it's fairly well documented that all of them did, or at least allegedly did. But no, they're going after John Brennan. Why? Because he went on television and criticized Donald Trump. This is not how democracies work. This is how authoritarian dictatorships work. That is what Donald Trump is trying to establish here. He is taking instructions from Vladimir Putin and following the model of Viktor Orban about how to turn America into an authoritarian dictatorship, and we are a startlingly far way down that road right now. I mean, you got people who are just terrified that they're going to be next. The Olivia Troy, for example, she was high up in Mike Pence's office, and you know, during the Biden administration, she came out and was on TV on MSNBC quite a bit, talking about how corrupt the Trump administration that she was a part of was. And she's got an elderly mother that she cares for, and she's very worried that they're going to come after her. Yesterday on MSNBC, I saw an interview with the congresswoman. Forgive me, I'm forgetting her name right now. I believe she's from Maryland. I could be wrong, but, you know, one of those East Coast cities near D.C., who went to inspect an ICE facility and got arrested. She's being prosecuted by ICE for, like, assaulting an ICE officer or something like that. And she said that it has cost her over $1 million to defend herself. This is how they break people. Trump's been doing this his whole life. This was something Roy Cohn taught him how to do. If you don't like somebody, if somebody comes after you, sue them. Sue them into bankruptcy. And these people, you know, Miles Taylor, Miles has been on this program, and he's talking about how, you know, what happened to him. You've got, this is just astonishing. Peter Nicholas and Natasha Karecki over at NBC News reached out to 30 former Trump officials and said, you know, basically, are you worried? And the people are freaking out. They're very concerned. Miles Taylor said he got a threat. As I said, he's been on this program a couple of times. He got a threat from a person living in the South. More recently, he said his wife received a message warning that she'd be forced to watch while her husband was executed. He described arriving home and seeing his wife in tears and shaking after she received the death threat. He said, I haven't threatened anyone with violence. I haven't committed any crimes. I've expressed a very strong political opinion about the president of the United States, and the consequences have been the destruction of our personal and professional lives. Of the 30 people that NBC News reached out to, many of them just refused to talk. They were frightened. In his inaugural address on January 20th, Donald Trump said, quote, never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. We will not allow that to happen. It was a lie. He's doing it right now. On September 20th, he posted a message which was supposed to be private to Pam Bondi saying, you know, go after James Comey, go after Letitia James, go after Adam Schiff. And you know, the prosecutors refused to do it when Bondi asked them to. And so then he hires Lindsay Halligan, this former beauty queen, who now has a law degree and was his personal attorney, who's never been a prosecutor. And, you know, she gets an indictment for Comey 5 days later, and 20 days later, she's going after Letitia James. Chris Corge, the Democratic National Committee's finance chair, who has spent decades working on presidential campaigns, writes NBC News, said that even raising money for Biden's presidential library has become a challenge during the Trump administration. People are afraid. I'm quoting from NBC News. Some major Biden donors have decided to support the library effort, have declined to support the library effort, citing several reasons, including anger and fear of retribution from the White House's current occupant. This person doing the fundraising said, quote, it is unequivocally a fact that we would be raising more money with major donors with the DNC today than we are because of the intimidation factor that Donald Trump has caused. I have talked to a lot of major donors who do not want to take a risk that Donald Trump will go after them if they contribute, if they give a $1 million check. They would have done it, but for Donald Trump. And now you've got nonprofit groups that Trump is going after this executive memo. And in fact, he's signed this order directing the intelligence agencies and the FBI to start going after any Americans who, quote, present hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on family, religion, and morality. In other words, anybody who is queer or who is a friend of a queer person or has ever come out in favor of the rights of LGBTQ plus people. Eric Swalwell from California, he's got three young children at home. He said, you know, there's somebody reached out to his wife and said, you know, there's illegal aliens in your area that'll cut your effing throat for a $20 bill. I'm going to start handing out pictures of you with instructions. Your time is limited. If you do have children, you might want to kiss them goodbye. Caller says to Eric Swalwell, do you prefer the type of blade they use on your throat, do you? Or would you rather be strangled with a garrote? It's your choice. Wonderful people, these folks who support Donald Trump. Very thoughtful. This is the kind of stuff that people in the public eye who are condemning or just pointing out the crimes of Trump and the people around him have to face on a regular basis. I can tell you from personal experience. And this is wrong. This is just wrong. This should not be happening in America. These are Klan tactics. This is what the Klan used to do. 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls. What's on your mind? Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair and fear is not an option. Stay tuned.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I have to tell you about Quince. This clothing, Quince's clothing, is so well made and so comfortable, and it looks so good. Quince has the kind of fall staples that you're going to want to wear over and over and over again. 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. Classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. They partner directly with ethical factories and top artisans so they can cut out the middlemen to deliver premium quality to you at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. They're affordable. They're fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe. They hold up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, quince.com for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Leader sees the fear and flame. Democracy's final days. Will history repeat once more? A crisis as the key. A salute here, a purge begun.
Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Nancy in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Nothing good.
Yeah, it seems. No. I think there's some green shoots. The protests last weekend were very encouraging.
Oh, they were great. I was out there, and I couldn't have been more proud and more excited. But I'm telling you, every day that that I wake up, there's another thing that they are allowed to do, and we are not living in a democracy. Please stop with that.
Yep.
And I'm not talking to you directly.
I get it.
Here, all I want to say is, I want to get my point across because I've been listening to you from day one, and I used to feel good, and I used to say, yes, this is going to be, we're going to do this and on and on. And I'm sorry, but my glasses are not as rosy as yours are. And I believe that we are not, well, I believe from day one that we don't live in a democracy, but that's my opinion. But I'm backed by a couple of women that I highly respect. And when I heard Stacey Abrams and Heather Cox Richardson say the same thing, that we're under an illusion of democracy.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that, Nancy, but I'm not willing to give up, and I'm not willing to say that they've won.
I'm not willing to give up. I will fight to my death, and I'll bet that's what it'll come to. I will fight to my death for my country.
Yep.
But what disappoints me is, and I particularly listened for this, when the shutdown started, and I heard this from you, the cons could have prevented shutting it down, and they could have opened it at any time.
Yep.
We don't get that. When I hear that little Mikey Johnson, and I have a name for him, but I can't say it on the radio, he's out there every damn day saying, the Democrats can open
No, he's lying. John Thune could reopen the Senate today. Nancy, I'm out of time, but thank you
You're
so much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
800 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now, I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a Law Review, joining us. Going to talk to the Milwaukee Public Museum about special things for Halloween and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
With the local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A popular Milwaukee nightclub, Element Lounge, could lose its license after city officials say they're linked to multiple shootings downtown. The Milwaukee Police Department filed a complaint against the club, citing violent incidents, including a deadly shooting this summer. The Milwaukee License Committee voted to revoke the license, but the final decision will come from the Common Council November 4th. Supporters say the club shouldn't be blamed for events outside its doors, but officials worry the violence threatens the city's safety and reputation. One of the big questions for Port Washington now is where to put the power lines needed to supply the data center. People gathered at a meeting last night, with residents and city leaders worrying about the impact on rural land, farmland, and natural areas if the preferred route goes through. The mayor is pushing for an alternative power line route that uses existing lines to protect the environment. The state's Public Service Commission will decide which route goes forward. Milwaukee sports fans will be impacted by the World Series. The Brewers are out. However, the Bucks are scheduled to play in Toronto Friday. That's where Game 1 of the World Series is being played. The Raptors have now moved that tip-off up to 5:30 to avoid clashing with baseball. The Bucks start their season tonight at home against the Wizards. A new contract for Milwaukee Police. After years without one, the Milwaukee Police Association and the City of Milwaukee have reached a new tentative agreement covering most of the city's law enforcement officers. The deal was announced jointly by Mayor Cavalier Johnson and the union president. It still needs approval from union members and the Milwaukee Common Council before it can take effect. Financial details haven't been released. The agreement ends weeks of ongoing arbitration and years without a deal. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs of the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy. Lows near 40. Currently 46 degrees.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome No Packers, No Life director Craig Benzine and Northeast Wisconsin native son and the writer-director of a movie currently in theaters called The Twits, Phil Johnston. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, hey, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate, backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, you can go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate 10 bucks to breast cancer research. Visit Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com and use the code TOM. Or text Tom to 511-511 and save over 24% off the Happy Z-Pack. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
To forge a brand new land, three powers locked in balance, a system built to stand. They warned us of corruption, of kings who take it all. But now the billionaires are laughing, watching democracy fall. Madison warned us, but nobody cared. Now the wolves own the courthouse, the judge just stares. Congress takes orders, no fight, no debate. And the president's daring the world to complain. Welcome to Madison's nightmare, where the law is just a joke. Courts are corrupt. And the presidency runs unchecked and lawless. What happens next? Tyranny's knocking. Who's gonna stop it? They sold the bench to billionaires. Justice is for the rich.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on your hidden history of American healthcare and about COVID-19. I had noticed that Taiwan had done probably the best in keeping COVID-19 mortality down to, you know, an absolute minimum.
Measurably the best in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, yet that was not reported by the major corporate networks. The only, way that I knew that was by listening to Amy Goodman. And she had, I believe it was the vice president of Taiwan on, who was an epidemiologist. But there is no way that you can, when you don't have a system, which this is not a system of healthcare. It's just a mishmash of all kinds of things going on, and you can't. You have to have a systemic approach to a pandemic. So, in a sense, public healthcare and public health go hand in hand. And as a practitioner myself, I've seen that. And I've also, you know, I live in a state where United Healthcare dominates, a lot of the policies. Well, it up until recently, it wasn't allowed to write policies here. It was just headquartered here. But it just has such a corrosive effect. Privatized healthcare is not good. I just want to say one more thing. When my wife had a very serious bout of cancer and eventually succumbed to the disease, when I went to the University of Minnesota, they had a special clinic for executives. And I asked, I said, this building was built with public monies, both federal and state taxes. Why is it that they have a special clinic just for executives? And some of the people there, I could tell that they were feeling a lot of pressure from COVID and said to me, yeah, we wonder that too, because they see like one or two patients in a day. Wow. And here they were seeing so many people. Yeah. And, you know, this is the end result of that. It's a two-tiered system that, you know, I think it's an issue that we can talk with Republicans on and conservatives and other people, because I think that people realize when they're being used and they really take exception to being told, why don't you decrease, you know, why don't you die and decrease the excess population? That's exactly what they're really being told what to do in a sense. And so, yeah, there were just things that went on, but we should, you know, we should allow, we should say every time we talk about health care that 500,000 people died unnecessarily as a result of the lack of policy and the lack of health care and the lack of public health and PPE. Taiwan had enough PPE for every person on that island of 38 million or whatever it is, 32 million people, and they even offered it to us because, you know, I think you brought this up all the time, that there's a point of production ordering. We don't keep anything on hand.
Right.
Well, of course, when there's a disruption in the supply chain, what do you end up with? Well, with no PPE.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was no quick answer to that because we were just caught with our pants down.
It's very straightforward. Taiwan, when they wanted to start this program back in the day, and I don't recall the year, but it's in my book, they brought over an American academic who was an expert on single-payer health care systems, and they put together what is now considered the world's best single-payer healthcare system. When you are born, you are issued basically like a Medicare card, and it becomes your identification and your healthcare information. And every single person in the country, mm-hmm. from cradle to grave, has full health insurance. And it costs half of what it costs here in the United States. They have better outcomes, longer lifespan. And just, you know, it just works. John, thank you so much. You said it so well. Josh in Monroe, Wisconsin. Hey, Josh, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good.
So I got another speaking gig. It was just this last Saturday at the No Kings event here in Monroe. And
cool.
I tried calling you beforehand, but wanted to let you know I kind of lifted your points on what is a radical liberal exactly?
Oh, great!
And
please,
it was amazing. It's by far the best speech I've ever given, and people were just screaming in joy or adulation, I guess. But one of my main points that I made almost on accident, I wanted to bring up to you. I brought up the Epstein files, and I said, they call us baby killers because we believe in bodily autonomy for all men and women. I thought, wow, I didn't realize it until afterwards, but that encapsulates, freedom of choice along with trans rights. And it brings men into the group that previously never thought about bodily autonomy before. But I mean, if you want to get a tattoo in an ethno Christian state, good luck. You know, so I thought we should start speaking about it that way. Bodily autonomy for all men and women. And, you know, protect children after birth.
Yeah.
Release the Epstein files. Stop protecting pedophiles. Protecting children after birth includes WIC and gun violence prevention. I wish I'd thought of this stuff 10 years ago. But
hey, better late than never, Josh. Good on you. I'm so glad to hear that was useful to you and that you used it for a speech there in Monroe, Wisconsin. And keep up the great work, Josh.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm thinking about running for state legislature next year, too.
Do it.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. If you decide to do it, let us know. And I'd love to have you on for a little longer conversation. Thank you, Josh.
Great. I'd love that. Thank you.
Good talking to you. Chris in Santa Clara, California. Hey, Chris, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Absolutely, Land. We're a Bad Bunny. We'll be here in a few months. We're looking forward to welcoming him here. This is Democrat country in Santa Clara. Hey, I wanted to chat a little bit about focusing on what's going to happen after the Voting Rights Act is officially eviscerated by SCOTUS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unfortunate. I mean, sad, But I think realistically, we have to recognize that it's going to be overturned. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be just something where we pass a new law that just replaces a law that was, you know, flipped, I mean, back and forth, right? The way that happens all the time with Democrats and Republicans. But in this case, like with Citizens United, I think we're going to be looking at decades where there is no way to write a law that reverses that SCOTUS decision. And so I'm kind of calling to nudge, kind of doing the tag, you're it, but, you know, to chat a little bit here with you about what do we really need to do to anticipate and prepare to a new world that rolls us back to before 1965, right, to a time when the Klan really did rule the South.
We have to get as engaged as we possibly can in the politics of the Democratic Party, in the Democratic Party itself. It is possible for Congress to reverse any Supreme Court decision. Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, which is really worth reading, says that Congress can define limits on what the Supreme Court can rule on, as well as, you know, regulating the Supreme Court, you know, things like controlling their the time that they meet, the building they meet in, and their budget. So the Supreme Court is subordinate to Congress. They, you know, they don't want you to know that, but the United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate are the first among equals of the three branches of government. And so
I think there's no question, but I also think realistically, I mean, I'm looking in terms of, you know,
we were two votes away from it, Chris. We were two votes away from it in 2022.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, you know, my gosh, I mean, Tom, you know, I've called, you know, I served on the DNC for 16 years. I'm still on our state, you know, central committee in California.
So you know
I'm
this
engaged.
Stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I mean, why are you saying it's not possible
for decades? I think there's a reality that, you know, we want to keep the filibuster. At least I think that's kind of been the national consensus. Perhaps it gets flipped. But in order to change what you're talking about, you got to have all three branches and you're going to have enough.
No, you don't have to have all three branches. You just have to have the White House and Congress. And
I would strongly
recommend, Chris, that you go back and look at what happened in 1933, in the election in 1933. I think that we're going to see something very much like that in 2028, maybe in 2026.
Yeah, I think it's very possible to go forward. I think what I'm hoping we start with the discussion is after this changes, it's going to require, I think you're right, about getting engaged on the very local level of the Democratic Party. So I guess I'm nudging to keep that on for a longer discussion in the future.
Good on you. Chris, thank you. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for your activism. It's 46 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A lawyer who had multiple phone calls with President Donald Trump during the January 6th insurrection has been appointed by the president to investigate debunked allegations that widespread fraud changed the outcome of the 2020 election. He has 130 days as a special government employee to complete his assignment. The Wall Street Journal reported October 17th that Kurt Olson, a product liability attorney turned Trump election lawyer, was appointed to look into President Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen. According to the January 6th Select Committee report, it was Olson who drafted a memo on January 2nd entitled "The Role of the Vice President in Receiving Votes from the Electoral College," and he spoke with Trump 3 times on January 6th. The Detroit News reports that Olson has recently been involved in defending another Trump election lawyer, Stephanie Lambert, from accusations she and others tampered with Michigan electronic vote tabulators. He defended U.S. Senate and Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake in her baseless challenges to the 2022 election. A judge sanctioned Olson for, quote, "false, misleading, and unsupported factual assertions," though his fines were later dropped. Two good government groups later filed ethics complaints in Maryland and Washington, D.C. for an alleged, quote, "pattern of unethical conduct." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. As a resident of New York in the early 80s, I used to go to work and to Grand Central Station. And Trump's first job there was he took the Commodore Hotel above Grand Central Station, which was a big, beautiful, stately hotel, and he tore it down and put up a glass, mirror glass building. And it was ridiculous. And then the next thing he did was he bought Bonwit Teller Building, which was a beautiful landmark Art Deco building, and he promised the city of New York and the Metropolitan Museum of Art that he would preserve the facade. And there was these like 15-foot panels with reliefs of women, and they wanted those specifically. And there was a 2,000-pound nickel gate, a grid across the top of it. The museum wanted that too. Mm-hmm. Well, one night, 50 of these Polish undocumented workers that he had hired tore down the whole thing.
Yep.
And people were aghast, and Trump said, well, it really didn't have any aesthetic value. And it was a shame and a big loss.
That's where he built Trump Tower, yeah. I'm very, very familiar with the story, Bill.
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing to the White House now, you know, to build the Epstein Ballroom.
Right. And with Grand Central, I had to go to work, and he closed off one of the subway tunnels. And if you know Grand Central, it's 9 blocks, city blocks big. Mm-hmm. There's 20 blocks to a mile.
Yeah.
So I had to walk around half the building to get to work, to get it to another. And he never finished fixing that tunnel, because it was for the little people.
Yeah.
And the city had to fix it up again.
That's Donald Trump. Bill, thank you. Thank you very much for pointing all that out. I appreciate it. Phil in Pittsburgh. Hey, Phil, what's on your mind today?
Tom, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. But I have an idea for save our country from this Trump dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Mike Johnson, as Speaker of the House, he was involved in that Stop the Steal in 2020. It's pretty close to that Donald Trump.
Right.
I recall we had former Speaker of the House, that McCarthy guy, was removed from the speakership. I suggest that we get enough support to remove Johnson from the speakership. And I think by now we might be able to get that. Of course, first of all, he has to open Congress back up again. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not certain if he's even willing to do that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, once they could get, if they could get Johnson removed as Speaker, then we could put somebody in that we could all at least agree with, or somebody that could fix all this.
If you want a Republican, why not put in Liz Cheney? The Speaker does not have to be a member of the House.
Well, that's correct. Let's not go for Adam Kinzinger, anybody, somebody that they could agree with and go with.
I would say Liz Cheney. I mean, she's a Republican goddess.
Somebody that could help fix this country.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that all done, you got to immediately move to impeach both Vance and Trump.
Yep.
And then our new speaker becomes president, and we can get on with the regular work of this great country.
Yeah, I'm with you, Phil. And I never thought I would be openly in favor of Liz Cheney as Speaker of the House. It's third in line to the White House.
Yeah, really. I wouldn't think I'd ever hear that from you either.
But here we are. I mean, that's how bad it is that we have to be looking at to the Cheney family for, you know, rationality and patriotism, frankly, you know, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
Well, so, like, if they can get, I mean, I don't know if Johnson's even going to call Congress back into session.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's a chance that he might not even do that.
We'll see. I think he's going to have to. Phil, thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I will catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
Yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We're a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The State Department says Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be the latest administration official to head to Israel. Former Mideast coordinator Dennis Ross says disarming Hamas remains a sticking point in the Gaza peace plan.
I mean, I think the key to this is basically making sure they can't acquire arms, which it really means you have to stop the smuggling.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said in a social media post, the U.S. military has conducted its eighth strike on an alleged drug vessel, this time in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The others were in the Caribbean. Hegseth has signed a memo requiring military personnel get approval before corresponding with Congress. That includes the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Tarian Small has the latest on the shutdown.
We're on the 22nd day of this government shutdown, and it appears that a resolution is still nowhere in sight.
On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This report on